bringing in two more Boeing 737 aircraft and about 50 more jobs. It did not indicate what new routes the planes would be flying, but operations should be ready by May 1st. In sports, the Warriors beat the Philadelphia 76ers 119-107 last night. They'll play the Grizzlies in Memphis on Friday night. And your forecast, we've got a wind advisory from now through Wednesday night and a flood watch through Thursday night. Still on track for 2 to 4 inches of rain from this storm. So today, rain and wind strongest in the afternoon, highs in the 50s. Tonight, rain, wind, and possible thunder showers. Overnight lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, rain changing to showers and still windy. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Austin here from More Home Services. I love that old song, Respect. You know, R-E-S-P-E-C-T. It's a good song and a good business philosophy. At More Home Services, everything we do is designed to show respect for our customers. We show up on time, out of respect. Our technicians are clean-cut, friendly, and wear identification badges, out of respect. We do good deeds for free for our customers and leave their homes cleaner than we found them. That's right, out of respect. So if you want plumbing and furnace service from a company that will show you some respect, call More Home Services. We promise to respect your time, your home, and you. Call More Home Services right now to schedule an $88 precision tune-up or for plumbing problems. Our number is 707-505-8000 or find us online at morehomeservices.com. That's 707-505-8000 or follow us online at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right.
Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds, Santa Rosa. Be advised, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to save 40 to 80% on a hot tub and swim spa. This weekend only, Friday through Sunday, Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. 18-month interest-free financing. Our factories have demanded we sell 1,000 hot tubs and swim spas this weekend. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Huge factory incentives, factory rebates. This weekend only. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. We can remove your old hot tub. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Free delivery of your new hot tub. Just relax and enjoy. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Friday noon to 7. Saturday 10 to 7. Sunday 10 to 6. Free admission. Free delivery. Sonoma County Event Center at the Fairgrounds. Call 833-SPA-SALE or visit hottubandswimspasale.com.
102.7 The Wall.
All right, gang, a little after 8 o'clock. Got some good stuff coming up this hour. Billy Joel, some Tom Petty, Tina Turner, Huey Lewis in the news, and Survivor. Right now, it's Queen on The Wolf.
Can barely stand. my beard.
You're just keep losing, I'm you're losing.
I'm all right.
He's all right, he's all right.
Somebody to love, find me 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 somebody to love, somebody, 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 find me somebody, find me somebody.
Starting to see some slowdowns as you make your way in, so let's get another update on the roadways from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Here comes the downtown commute. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Lowe's. It's starting to clog up a bit on northbound 101 from just north of Santa Rosa Avenue to College as usual. Southbound, though, still looks good. Just a couple of sluggish pockets coming out of Fulton. Southbound 101 leaving Petaluma. No problems getting into the Narrows and past Olympali Park. Still heavy, though, between 37 and the Civic Center. 40 minutes to Central San Rafael now, Petaluma to the Golden Gate, about 53 minutes, and we're lucky no rain yet, but we'll start seeing it come in and out very soon. Get the appliances you need right away at Lowe's. Explore the largest assortment of brands you trust in-store or online at the best values. Plus, take advantage of their everyday financing offers. Lowe's knows home improvement, subject to credit approval. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
You must understand the touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl. Possess a track, it's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do with it.
More than 6,000 American troops are sent to the Caribbean nation of Grenada to evacuate U.S. medical students and aid installation of a pro-Western government. Interior Secretary James Watt announces a ban on rock bands like the Beach Boys performing on the National Mall for Independence Day. The ban is quickly reversed by President Reagan. In Sonoma County, moviegoers flock to the United Artists 5 Theater on Mendocino Avenue in Santa Rosa to see the year's number one box office hit, Return of the Jedi. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1983.
93.7 The Wolf. Rock and Ricky Michaels. And, you know, if you ever want to know what's on the air right now, we got a simple way you can do it. All you have to do is text us those two words, now playing, to 707-636-1027. And we're going to text you back telling you exactly what's on the air right now.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Wednesday, January 31st. I'm Brent Hallett in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors has approved the leasing of a large building near the Charles M. Schultz Sonoma County Airport and the Smart Train Station in Windsor to relocate about 180 employees. The building at 400 Aviation Boulevard is owned by American Ag Credit and will be leased for $1.9 million per year. The hope is the county would eventually purchase the building. While the exact departments that will move from their old, deteriorating complex on County Center Drive has not been announced, the new offices will be ready in September. An investigation by the Santa Rosa Police Department that began back in December finally paid off yesterday with the arrest of 25-year-old Christopher Mejia. He is suspected of dealing large amounts of fentanyl. A check of river levels across Sonoma County shows most will be able to handle this next storm system fairly well, with the exception of the Russian River in Hopland. It is still forecast to reach a peak of 18.3 feet at midnight tonight, 3 feet above flood stage. The Russian River in Healdsburg is forecast to hit 16.9 feet, that's below monitor stage, and the Russian River in Guerneville is expected to reach 28.3 feet, again, well